Talk About on Radio Kerry. Brought to you in association with Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney. Working closely with suppliers to produce only the finest quality, locally sourced meat and fish for our menus.
And I'm going to tell you about a fabulous concert that is coming up here in Kerry very shortly. And the man behind it is renowned tenor and Carrigskeen native Gavin Ring, who joins me on the line now. And we'll also be talking to Tom McAvoy from Pieta House and finding out what his connection to this lovely event is. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome.
Hello, Deirdre. Thanks very much for having us.
My pleasure. Gavin, tell me what inspired you to set up this wonderful concert.
Well, a number of things, Deirdre. I suppose, first of all, my own uncle, Dermot Ring, wonderful human being, and I was very, very close to him. Unfortunately, he lost his battle with his mental health last year, and we lost him to suicide. So I suppose I always wanted to do something along the lines of raising awareness of and to raise much needed funds for suicide prevention in Ireland, and of course Pieta House are the bulwark of that. The concert came about then as well as a result of a group of friends of mine around the country. We all sort of got together virtually during the pandemic. We were all opera singers, and of course when the theatre shut and you know, the opera houses closed, we found ourselves out of work, and you know, we'd lost our livelihoods and everything like that. And I suppose we bunched together, as it were, for our collective mental health. I suppose taught each other and rant and rave and spill our guts and just a bit of distraction, and I suppose be together and have a bit of camaraderie to feel the bunch of the pandemic together. And it was very important, really, like that. And I suppose, you know, friendships bloomed and friendships blossomed, and we all became closer as a result of it, in a way, and it was lovely. And we said, you know, when the pandemic lifts and when the pandemic is over, we should do a concert together. And this time last year, we went to Clare Castle in County Clare, where one of the lads is from, and we raised money for Movember. And and this year I offered, I said, look, we have to come to Carrigskeen. And seeing as suicide prevention is something which is very close to my heart now, I felt that it was only obvious that we connect with Pieta House and raise money for them.
And you mentioned there about being an opera singer, Gavin, and is there actually a lot of male opera singers in Ireland, or male tenors, or whatever term I could put on it?
Oh, listen, yeah, there's a plethora of us, to be honest with you. I mean, like, there's eight of us coming down now, including myself, on the 19th of November to the Fillmore Community Centre in Carrigskeen. But the group itself is about, oh, I think there's 17 or 18 of us in total, you know, but there's even more again like that, you know. So there's quite a lot of us, tenors, baritones and basses, and, you know, we're not overly obvious from time to time, but we're there, and when we make a noise, by God, we can be loud.
I bet you can. I'll come back to you in a moment to find out more about the concert, but just to come to Tom McAvoy at the moment. Tom, it's a pleasure to have you on the programme, and I know the wonderful work you do in Pieta House. Can I just ask you, before we talk about this concert, what's the state of play at the moment? I mean, we're living in very, very troubled times with the war and the cost of living crisis, and there's a lot of fear out there. I would imagine that that's being reflected in the calls to Pieta House.
Thank you for having us on today, Deirdre. It's wonderful to get the opportunity to, first of all, share the line here with Gavin, and the wonderful opportunities that are going to come from his great concert in Carrigskeen. But yes, Pieta's work is never done. We're delighted to say that we're able to support many, many thousands of people every year through the opportunities that come from concerts like this to give us some funding and, you know, keep the doors open, quite literally, in Pieta. We have a great centre in Tralee. It offers great hope and consolation for people who are able to make it to our doors. We've great therapists there, and you know, it's just a great opportunity here now, I suppose, to you know, give people the insight into the volumes of people that are coming to Pieta. So 1,300 people have availed of Pieta service in Kerry over the last 3 years through our Tralee Centre, which is just amazing. Not only are they coming to Pieta to our centres, but they're also availing of calling us on our free phone helpline and texting us as well, reaching out and asking for support. And all of this is done with the help and support of everybody in the community who help concerts like this and help with the likes of our Christmas Appeal, which is taking place as well this year. So, you know, Deirdre, it just simply wouldn't happen and we wouldn't be able to support people. And yes, people are, you know, increasing numbers coming to ask for help. It's a consequence of the times we're living in, for sure. But we've existed now, Deirdre, since 2006. So people were coming in crisis even at that point, and have continued to increase in numbers, reaching out and asking for support to prevent a suicide, to prevent somebody going down that hopeless stage of their lives, and maybe continuing to live rather than the reasons why they came to us in the first place.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a hopeful message that we want to paint here, and that there is always somebody at the end of the call if they wish to avail of that.
And in very practical terms, Tom, you know, people can be cynical about fundraisers and they'll say, oh God, another fundraiser for another worthy cause. But, you know, the money that is being raised by Gavin and his fellow singers, you know, that funding can be the difference between having an extra therapist or not, keeping the lights on, keeping the phone lines open for people when they're at their most distressed. I mean, that's what it comes down to, isn't it?
Yeah, and I don't wish to start firing, you know, percentages and figures and all of this, because you know, we're talking about real people here, and we're talking about, you know, people in distress and in crisis who are perhaps traumatized for various reasons in their lives and feel, you know, hopeless. So yes, funding can be the difference in that, but it never has been an obstacle in allowing somebody come to avail of our therapy. We've always, you know, been gracious, and we're just so grateful to people who help us. One person coming to Pieta, you know, can cost Pieta, for example, 1,200 quid to avail of a 12-session therapy that they would go on. You know, by Gavin reaching out to the community and asking for support, you can see the difference that will make immediately in your community, and, you know, a multiple of that. So we can just, you know, really say thank you so much to all that support that comes through. You know, we have free phone helpline 1800 247 247, that operates around the clock. It will operate especially on Christmas Day, where last year we supported 300 calls to that free phone helpline for people in distress and looking for some support. So that's literally the area that we operate in. We're a crisis helpline, we're a crisis support organisation, and we would not simply exist without the support of the community.
And Gavin, to come back to yourself, talk to us about the kind of music that will be performed on the night, because I suppose some people associate opera with kind of an elitist thing. They think it's an elitist thing, but I presume you'll have a wide repertoire of songs on the night.
Oh, we will, of course. And, like, you know, I mean, as you know, the county of Kerry, in a particular South Kerry, there is a very cultured part of the world.
Absolutely.
And people are very, very high-paced, you know. but there's going to be something for everybody, Deirdre. And so it could be the potboilers of opera, it'll be the musicals, we'll have Irish folk, and we'll have some rock and roll as well. I mean, my own Uncle Dermot, obviously, whose actually birthday would have occurred in or around the weekend as well, which is quite poignant, quite nice. He was a big fan of Bob Dylan and Joan Baez. So we'll have some of that as well, you know. So it's going to be, as I say, it's a night of all your musical favourites, and I can guarantee that people at the end of the concert will be going out with big smiles and they'll be whistling. And of course, this is a really, really incredibly good cause. You know, I mean, South Kerry, unfortunately, is no stranger to the suicides it's going to have a real impact, and I'm just so delighted that we're able to put it on.
Yeah, and music can lift your spirits in a way that nothing else can as well, I think.
Well, this is it. I mean, it is one of the great sources of enriching people's well-being, enriching people's mental health. I know because I was involved with the COVID Care Concert Series down in Kerry during the pandemic, and you know the effect that it had, let's say, for people in care homes, but also we went to mental health facilities as well, was incalculable. And of course this is just an extension of that enrichment, an extension of that enrichment of well-being in the local area for people who will be there on the night.
Super. Well, listen, before we let you go, Gavin, just remind us again, it's on the 19th of November at Foylemore Community Centre, and how can people get tickets?
So the title of the concert is Gathering and Friends, and you can purchase tickets. It's recommended that you purchase tickets on eventbrite.ie, or you can also call 086-322-0440. So that's 086-322-0440 for over-the-phone bookings. Tickets are limited, so if there's anybody listening there who'd love to come, I'd say get on the door now or get online and get those tickets, because it's going to be a bumper fantastic evening.
Yeah, and if that weren't incentive enough, you're helping out Pieta House here in Kerry, which is even more important. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure having you both on the show this afternoon. I know it'll be a great night, and well done to you, Gavin, for organising it, and Tom, thank you for joining us as well, and keep up the good work at Pieta House.
Thank you, Deirdre. Thank you, Gavin.